Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number three, it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be personal or political. You just want to get a rant off your chest. Whatever is on your mind. We want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Literally, take control of the airwaves. Anyway, we've just been all over the map tonight. I know, Manwich, you've got something a little bit different from a foreign country, another place. We talked about America sort of in the last hour, but where are we going now?
Well, I feel that it's relevant to Americans.
Okay.
But it's a news story out of Gabon, which is an African country. It says here, illegal abortions killed more than one in four pregnant women in Gabon in 2001. That's not an accurate statement, by the way. I want to get a little farther into it. According to the Ministry of Health survey, which has been released, many of them were teenagers. Abortion was the leading cause of pregnancy-related deaths in 2001. Obviously, if it killed one in four pregnant women, which is inaccuracy, not true. The survey released last week showed backstreet abortions caused 28.8% of the pregnancy-related deaths.
28 Backstreet abortions.
One in four pregnancy-related deaths were backstreet abortions.
Right. So it didn't kill one in four pregnant women.
No. That would be an incredible number.
So of the pregnancy-related deaths, which include a cesarean section gone wrong,
right,
which include...
Well, this is a awful third world country.
What was the country again? I missed it.
I mean, most of this, most of these people are born via midwifery.
Yeah, right. Let's call them back alley abortions because, you know, I keep thinking of the band whenever you say backstreet, so...
Well, the article was probably translated into English, so...
It about describes their music, though.
Yeah.
Abortion. Right. So, what country was it again?
Gabon.
Gabon?
Yes.
I'd never even heard of that.
Gabon.
Yeah. Gabon? Mm-hmm. Where the hell is that?
Africa. I don't know, but apparently they're experiencing some problems, so send them your laptops.
Yeah, right? 800-259-9231. So, the abortion, backstreet abortions... caused 28%
of the deaths that occurred in pregnant
women who die during pregnancy.
And this is a dirty, disgusting third world country where pregnant women die all the time.
Yes.
So it's a huge number. They accounted for 110 out of the 407 fatal complications that arose during the registered pregnancies that year. Registered pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
More or less what my point is on this is if abortion ever does get outlawed, this is what you could expect to see in the United States, is women dying from back alley abortions.
Women and their children, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, who are going to die anyway, but double, I mean, that's just terrible.
Because, you know, making that kind of law isn't about protecting life.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's about a right.
My morals are right and yours are wrong.
Yeah, it's all the, because almost all those people who are anti-abortion, pro-death penalty.
This is a good point.
Yeah, you know, most of those people are pro-death penalty. Yeah, sure, they're, but they want, you know, and it's like George Carlin says, they want to control, it's all about their right to decide who lives or dies.
Mm. Yeah. Their right to control you and what you put in your body, usually the same kind of people that are for the drug war and just a general group of folks that believes they know best how to run your personal life, and they think it's, of course, you know, I guess I kind of understand they're just so into the idea that it's murder, and they just don't get it that it's still a part of the woman's body. As far as I'm concerned, it's a piece of her body, and she can do what as she pleases. It's a parasite.
It's like what I'll say is that what they need to do, and unfortunately, the way we've got the laws against certain science in this country, is I think that we need to develop artificial wombs, which we've already done certain experimentation, and they've found that they can take an animal womb, and I know we're going to get calls on this, but
1-800-259-9231.
They've already been able to take an animal womb and have a fetus attached to the wall of it, and they could grow, you know, for example, instead of abortion, they could have fetal relocation into one of these surrogate wombs and
grow this baby
in a lab, you know, if they really want
a horse womb?
Would
this womb be in a lab, or would this womb be in a horse?
It would be in a lab. It would not be in a horse.
I mean, would the horse
be walking
around with a human baby in it?
It would have to be in a lab because...
That would be weird. You could do that, though, technically.
Well, I don't know about that because the gestation periods are different for different animals. I mean, unless it was a nine-month right, animal,
yeah,
or a 10-month animal,
well,
then
kill the horse.
I don't know.
You
might not. Yeah,
you kill the horse.
Kill the horse. Yeah. Cesarean. It's possible, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I mean, yeah, and that's, you know, sure, it's weird, but it's better than killing babies, right? I don't know.
I really don't think that the anti-abortion activists ever really follow the logic, allegedly, behind where what they're thinking. They think abortion is wrong. It's evil. It's terrible. And you know what? I think it's a bad thing. I mean, I don't think that people should have them. I think it's horrible. You really are. It's not a good thing
to do. Not something
to do
with your
progeny.
But
that said, it's not me. It's the woman. It's her life. She should be able to decide what goes on. But these people don't think beyond the idea of, well, we don't think it's good. They don't think, well, okay, what would happen if you outlawed it? And if anybody calls in, we've had this come up on the show before. We've asked them, well, what would happen if you outlawed it? Well, we'd put them in jail, or we'd give them the death penalty. One guy wanted to give women the death penalty who go out and have abortions if he had his way. Oh, that's great. That's just going to double your pleasure, right? You kill the baby first, and then go ahead and kill the mother. That'll make the world a better place. that's not going to weigh on your conscience at all, killing women who have abortions? Then there's people that just want to lock them up into jail. So, great, you want me to pay my tax dollars to keep women, and some woman who had an abortion in a woman's prison, take her out of her secretary job, or her job as a nurse, or her job as, you know, whatever it is that she does for a living to help the economy, to make the world a better place?
I don't know. I still have, you know, as far as, you know, I don't really necessarily like, again, I said I support fetal relocation, but I can't get over, I can't think of any sort of entity, a biological entity that can't support its own, it can't support itself. It you take it out of the womb, it's gone, it's dead.
Yeah,
it's not a life form yet. It's intelligent, it doesn't have feelings.
Well, okay, but if you actually have a baby and leave it on its own, obviously it won't be able to support itself either. So that's not necessarily fair.
No. I'm saying support its own life functions. That's what
right.
I mean. And as far as a fetus, I mean, you're talking about something, you know, as far as being intelligent and this life and that. We kill animals and fish all the time, you know, so I think of a fish, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's just, a fetus is not a human life yet. It's not
never
intelligent.
Experienced
it's
anything.
Not,
it's, well, it's not yet. A human life. What is it? Is really a question.
It's a fetus.
It's a fetus.
Oh, jeez.
It's a growth. It's a parasite. If it wasn't for that umbilical cord, it would be dead.
Yep.
I disagree.
If it can't support itself, if you can't sever that umbilical cord and have that thing live on its own, then it's not a life form yet.
It hasn't seen anything yet. It hasn't, you know, it hasn't smelled anything yet, except for maybe umbilical fluid or whatever, you know, whatever's in there. It doesn't have any sort of concept of what being a human is. It doesn't have any concept of what it's like to live. It doesn't have any idea of what a life experience could possibly be. I mean, if you take that away from somebody, and I think that you can have that as soon as a baby opens its eyes. I mean, it's living at that point. It's living on its own, and I think that's the important thing. If you take that away from somebody, you are depriving that thing of life, and that is murder. But if you take a life from a womb, it's not. I don't care how far developed it is.
Well, these are sort of the semantics of the argument. But my point on it is we're going to have, you're not going, by prohibiting abortion, you're not going to stop abortion.
Of course not. And that's your point with the article, right?
It'd be great to stop abortion. That'd be fine and dandy. Then, you know, the world would be
in a magical
perfect
world.
But the fact is, you're not. And in Gabon, currently, where it's illegal to get an abortion, one out of every four women that dies during pregnancy dies from a dirty, disgusting back alley abortion.
With a coat hanger.
Now, the thing that's scary is, you know, about my concept of fetal relocation, which is it's scientifically, I guess, possible right now. I didn't think it was until I did more research. I guess it's possible right now. But the scary thing about that is if all these aborted babies and babies who are unwanted and all these things, you know, all these children that were suddenly to die were to start surviving, oh my God, what a population explosion, and we'd just have people dying of starvation suddenly because there'd be so many.
Well, who would be responsible
unwanted
for
children?
For
exactly.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment and you know what, you want to disagree, we would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, we'll talk to you about anything. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And also at freetalklive.com, get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. One of the fun things about the BBS is at the end of the show, we log on ourselves and post the articles that we've been reading throughout the night. So therefore, you can actually comment later on. Maybe you don't listen to the show until 4 in the morning Eastern time because you just don't get home until then. You're tuning in via the archives and you want to say something, or you want everyone else to be able to see what you have to say, and you don't want to bother calling into the show the next night. Just post an email or post on the BBS and everyone can see it. It's absolutely free to get involved there. There's hundreds of posters thousands of posts for you to read at freetalklive.com. It's all in the house. Of course, we got archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more all waiting for you there. So you can comment on anything, whether it be the abortion issue, whether it be something we've covered in the past 2 hours, or you can completely change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Iraqi insurgents, according to a Baghdad intelligence director, General Mohammed Abdullah Shawani, in an interview just in advance of the elections here, he says, quote, "I think the resistance is bigger than the U.S. military in Iraq. I think the resistance is more than 200,000 people." Now, he qualifies that. Apparently that number includes at least 40,000 hardcore fighters, but rises to more than 200,000 members, counting part-time fighters and volunteer, you know, the guys who fight before they go to work in the morning, I guess. And 200,000 also includes the supporters, the people that, you know, give them a place to stay, give them a little bit of intel, some logistics, the people who are behind them, but not actually going out and doing the fighting.
I have another number for you.
Hmm.
According to the Pentagon, 5,500 is the number of soldiers who have finally decided that this war is unjust enough that they're going to desert.
While they were in Iraq or when they came back home?
They've deserted to Canada when they've come back home.
Wow. Now, during the break, you said that your boss, where you work, his son is in the Navy.
Yeah.
And what did he tell you?
He didn't want to go back. He was going to go back, obviously, but he didn't want to.
Now, what does that tell you when a dude in the Navy says he doesn't want to go back? I mean, he's sitting on a ship somewhere. He doesn't have to see any combat, and he doesn't want to go back?
Well, I don't know he didn't really specifically state his reasons, whether or not, you know, if it was fear or whatnot. I think it might just have to do with sheer boredom.
Well, yeah, it's not fun being in a war.
No.
Even though you're in the Navy. I mean, you're sitting on a ship with a bunch of other guys, and...
Yeah. And the Iraqi insurgent air force is buzzing the control tower?
Some of the stories that I've told, actually, here's the thing. When they've gone into port at certain places, for example, they're forced off the ship.
Really? And so they become vulnerable then?
No. They're forced off the ship in non-hostile cities and whatnot. And
in other parts of the country.
They're just told that they can't stay on the ship and stay in their quarters. They've got to go out, and they're not allowed to stay there because I guess the ship is being active for doing whatever other business is to be done there. So they're sent off into the city, and they don't have anywhere to stay and nothing to do at all.
That's weird.
Yeah, so he was just bored out of his mind in some of these other cities and stuff like that.
And we're paying for all this. We're paying for every moment of it.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. The numbers far exceed the numbers of the resistance in Iraq, far exceed any figure presented by the U.S. military, which has struggled to get a handle on the size of the resistance since toppling Saddam Hussein's regime in April 2003. Senior U.S. military officer declined to endorse or dismiss the spy chief's numbers. And according to this officer, who said this on a condition of anonymity, quote, "As for the size of the insurgency, we don't have a good resolution on the size." Now, why on earth would this guy say that on the condition of anonymity? I have a theory.
What's that?
Well, he said it anonymously because if he had said that publicly, then he would probably be reprimanded for not taking a more pro-government approach and saying, "There's only 5,000 of these guys. They're nothing. They're just a couple of insurgents running around in Iraq. It's no big deal." You know, that would be the official government line, the propaganda.
Right.
So he wasn't mirroring the government propaganda. He wasn't necessarily contradicting it, but it scared him enough. That statement alone, that wimpy little statement, scared him enough that he didn't want to reveal himself.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about the atmosphere inside the military?
Yeah.
And what sort of things can get out of there that shouldn't or should?
Well, you can be guaranteed you're not going to get any promotion in the military if you talk about, "Ooh, this is a stupid war we're fighting."
Boy, yeah, that's exactly right.
Did you see all those guys who got killed over there?
How about the mess this is? How about that guy who got basically thrown out of a courtroom last week? I forget his name, Emiliano something or other, who was challenging stop loss. The judge told him, no, the needs of the military are more important than your personal needs. They're going to throw his, they're going to throw his ass to the front lines, so there could be shots taken at him. Because dissenters like that, they don't get along very well with the brass in the military, which is why 5,500 of them have decided to cross the border into Canada.
Not only that, but I bet there's also certain people in the service who will harass that person. You know, I'm sure there are some that
will
support
them,
but yeah, I'm sure there's definitely some
Supporters aren't
going to
actually support them. They're just going to quietly support, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right on that.
You're not going to be popular in the military if you say that the war that we're in is stupid.
I've got some quotes here from one of these soldiers who told a correspondent, Scott Pelley, from CBS News.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the deserters.
Yeah.
One of the people who came back to this country on perhaps a leave, which he somehow luckily got, and decided to run like hell to Canada.
And this is some quotes from PFC. I'm not sure what PFC stands
for. Private First Class.
Private First Class. Dan Felushko, who's 24.
Now a marked man.
He says, I was a warrior. Well, he's in Canada.
Though, yeah. If he ever comes back to this country.
Yeah. I was a warrior, no? I always have been. I've always felt that way. That if there are people who can't defend themselves, it's my responsibility to do that. It was Felushko's...
Sounds very noble.
He says, it was Felushko's responsibility to ship out with Marines to Kuwait in January of 2003 to prepare for the invasion of Iraq. Instead, he slipped out of Camp Pendleton, California, and deployed himself to Canada.
Wow.
I didn't want, died diluted in Iraq over my gravestone, said Felushko. If I'd gone personally because of the things that I believed, it would have felt wrong, because I saw it was wrong. If I had died there or killed somebody there, that would have been more wrong.
Yeah, no doubt. That's
so
amazing.
He says, basically, what it basically comes down to is my right to choose between what I think is right and what I think is wrong.
According to the military, though, he doesn't have that right.
He says, and nobody should make me sign away my ability to choose between right and wrong.
I agree with that 100%. Unfortunately, the way it works in the military is you either follow the orders and you stay in line, or you're punished.
Well, he says he signed a contract to be with the U.S. Marine Corps, and he says it's a devil's contract.
Corps. Pronounced Corps.
Corps.
Yeah.
Marine Corps. He said, what did I say? Corps?
Corps. Could be him if he was still in Iraq.
Yeah. It's a devil's contract if you look at it that way, he says.
Absolutely. It removes all of your rights as an individual. You sign the contract and you become part of the Marines, part of the Army, part of the military. You have to play by all their rules, and they own you. They own you forever, because the stop loss, it allows them to literally have control of you beyond when your contract was supposed to expire. It's an outrage. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control, bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879, or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Many teens' parents spell nightmare, driver's license. But you can rest better by preparing your teen for the thrill and responsibility of driving. When we come back, I'll tell you how. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Getting a driver's license is a landmark for teenagers and parents. Though all teens aren't reckless, they do lack experience and judgment. As parents, restrict driving during high-risk times. Be aware, most teenage fatalities occur on Saturdays. Treat your teen to a computerized driving course. Virtual crashes may prevent real ones. And most important, drive with your teenager. And just as in life, point out pitfalls you observe. That way, both you and your teen can have sweet dreams. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Fighting the system six nights a week. We take one night off. We've got a show Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evenings, and we also have a live Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And also Johnson.
And Manwich.
We want to hear from you about anything, whether it be political, personal, anything that's on your mind. You got a rant, you got an issue, you got an agenda, you want to push it? We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. There's also the email option, which is FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. So talking about a couple different things in regards to Iraq. First off, the estimate from an Iraqi, the Iraqi Intelligence Service Director, who's estimating that the resistance there is more than 200,000 people, including an estimated 40,000, actual resistance fighters, and then the remainder of that 200,000 number are people who are part-time fighters, some of them just supporters, people that will maybe provide food to the resistance fighters or shelter or some information to the resistance. So there's a huge network, basically, a very informal network of resistance there, which is why we're going to continue to lose. It's not like it was in Vietnam, as we made the point a few days ago, which we lost that too.
Yeah.
At least in Vietnam, we were fighting another government. We were fighting the NVA, the North Vietnamese Army, and they had organization to them, communist organization, but centrally organized, and, you know, we managed to, there were certain groups of them in certain places, we killed them. Here, we don't know where the groups are. They're little groups, sporadically found throughout the cities. We don't know where they're going to be at any point in time. They can organize themselves.
And they only have one mission.
To give an idea of that, maybe I'm equating this wrong, but it's like we're fighting against an idea and a philosophy over there. So it would be almost like if someone were to come into this country and try to rid this country of Christianity. Just think about how that would work. Even if they weren't fighting against our government. Even if they weren't fighting against our government, think if they were fighting against an idea like that, idea that people hold so very strongly.
And what would the Christians do in that case? They'd fight back.
All together now.
Yeah, in the same way. And also we're talking about...
And hopefully we'd fight for them, considering there would be a war
Yeah,
it'd be a war on
I would, you know, and
ground.
I've always said this, you know, I'm not very big into joining the military or anything but
I would never do it.
No, but if something happened here, give me some guns, because I'm going to be killing some people.
But you wouldn't join the military still, right?
No, I'd want to join local militias. I'd want to organize people locally.
Well, because I'd want the freedom to leave if I didn't like the leadership.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's
But tell you what, give me some guns. We got invaders in this country. Give me some guns, because I'm killing.
I'm going to suggest right now that if you don't own a gun in this country and you're concerned about the direction we're going, we talk about it almost every night on this show, how we're going down the path to totalitarianism, communism. We've got this horrible, tyrannical government that's elected right now in office. And we're heading that direction. If you don't doubt that, you need to have some sort of weapon, because at some point we may have to use them.
I still love the quote, I don't like sounding like it's, you know, because whenever you start talking about revolution or start talking about people being able to defend themselves, especially when you're talking about defending yourself from the government, people start to think you're out there, you're crazy, you're a wackaloon, you know, you're one of these crazy nut jobs are going to go and live on a plantation or some sort of compound somewhere, you
right?
know? You know, and
that's certainly not
the way it is. You know, if you think about it, I want you to think about this. I like reminding people of this. The founding fathers, if they had lost the Revolutionary War, and again, this is a quote from the movie National Treasure, but they would have been burned, or they would have been hanged, drawn and quartered, beheaded, and had their entrails cut out and burned.
And a lot of them were landowners. A lot of them were rich. I mean, they weren't all, but a lot of them were affluent, rich people.
They had a lot to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. But they were willing to fight for their liberty, unlike most of the lazy asses in this country today. We're so wealthy. We've got our cell phones, we've got our cars, we've got our television, we've got our beer, and we do nothing to defend our freedoms.
You mentioned earlier on the break, but the Boston Tea Party happened over a 1% tax.
Yeah.
You know, imagine people actually having that sort of a revolution now. It just wouldn't happen. You know, and a 1% tax. What's tax is that now?
50%.
How apathetic are we if our forefathers got all up in arms? They painted themselves up like Indians, and they stole onto a ship in the night in the Boston Harbor, and they threw all the tea overboard over a 1% tax on their tea. It's not like on everything or anything.
Right.
Just the tea.
Well, nowadays we've got a 50% tax total on the average American after all is said and done, after all the taxes are said and done, and we barely have enough time to ring up our congressman or send an email. That's the protests of today.
Well, of course we are. We're so busy working the other to earn the other half of our money
to pay the taxes. But nonetheless, that's not an excuse. It is an excuse that people use that I use for the average American. I say it time and time again on this show. Americans are so busy. How can they pay attention to politics? Of course, it's been a long process. They've been brainwashed in the educational system. And it's just been sad. At least some of these troops are waking up. We're talking about the 5,500, according to the Pentagon, 5,500 servicemen that have deserted since the war started in Iraq. And here's another man's story. This guy is last name Felshuko. His father is Canadian, so he has dual citizenship, and he can legally stay in Canada, but it's not that easy for most of the rest of the American deserters. Canadian law has changed since the Vietnam era. Back then, an estimated 55,000 Americans, almost the amount of people who died in Vietnam, 55,000 Americans deserted to Canada or dodged the draft, and in those days, Canada simply welcomed them, which is great. That's the way it should be.
Not so anymore.
No, but today's American deserters, such as Brandon Huey, will need to convince a Canadian immigration board that they are refugees. Huey volunteered for the Army to get money for college, like most kids do. He graduated from high school. He probably didn't think that he was going to see any action. Graduated from high school in San Angelo, Texas, just 2 months after the president declared war in Iraq. Okay, maybe he did realize that. He says, quote, "I felt it was necessary that they did have these weapons." He's talking about the weapons of mass destruction, and that they could end up in our cities and threaten our safety. I was supportive. At first, I didn't think to even question it. He fell right in line with the government line. He figured the government was telling the truth. Hello. Government lies about everything. Just because there's a war on,
I don't think that they lied about the weapons of mass destruction. They were mistaken.
All right, whatever.
He
says at first he was willing to die to, quote,
they're not very good liars.
Make America safe. No, because you can always see through them if you look hard enough. And while Huey was in basic training, he didn't get much news. That's because they lock you out from the rest of the world when you're in basic training. When you're in basic training, you are not an individual. They shave your head. They refer to you as, I think, recruit. You don't have a name, basically, in basic training. I mean, it's amazing reading about the de-individualization techniques that the military has.
You know, the funny thing is I never believed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Not once. Not ever did I ever believe that. And the reason why I didn't believe that is because we were never afraid to go over there. If a country really has weapons of mass destruction, we're cautious.
Yeah, they might use them. They might use them on our troops. And they never did.
Well, it's clear to me that George Bush believed that they had weapons of mass destruction because if he didn't, he would have, Hans Blick offered from the UN, offered to go back in there and look for weapons of mass destruction again like he had been for the last 10 years. And Bush didn't take him up on it. Now, if he had lied about it, he said, sure, Hans, go in there and take a look around. And then when he didn't find him, we'd say how incompetent the UN was.
Yeah, but I think George Bush likes the UN. Otherwise, we'd be out of the UN. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. We'll talk more about the deserters, those wimps. Coming back in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. I personally think they're heroes. It's your show. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So not too much time left for you to get your calls in about anything. You can change the topic, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And me, Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Talking about the... And also there's plenty of other stuff at the website, including archives, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. Talking about the deserters, or as I consider them, heroes. You guys think they're heroes?
I don't know. You know? Are they heroes? No. I think they're, I mean, for the most part, they're looking out for themselves.
They're
too.
Not cowards, are they?
I don't think they're cowards, no.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I think they're making their own decisions, and, you know, they'll, good luck to them.
In contradiction to military law, they are basically standing up to the military. I mean, obviously, they're not doing it within this country, because if they were, their asses would be in a brig somewhere.
Right.
So I can't blame them for leaving the country.
But they made a decision a couple of years ago to go into the military.
Well, sure they did. As kids, they were brainwashed by the military. I mean, these poor kids, 18 years old, they're told by the recruiters, hey, we'll give you a $5,000 sign-on bonus.
I'll give you this. They're all not dumb enough to be military intelligence.
There you go. The ultimate contradiction, right? Military intelligence.
They're all smart enough to get out.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as I'm concerned, if they're willing to stand up to that military beast... I mean, it's the most powerful bureaucracy in this country.
Doesn't make heroes.
I can't believe there's nobody out there calling, disagreeing with us right now. I have a hard time, you know.
Well, you know what? We always ask about this. Because, I mean, first of all, we're on a limited number of affiliates, but
yeah.
Considering that 50% of the country voted for, considering 99.9% of the country voted for a warmonger, whether it be John Kerry or George W. Bush, you'd think that somebody out there disagrees with this show. You'd think that when we talk about the war on drugs, somebody out there, we know people are listening. So it must just be that they're cowards. It must just be that they are too afraid to get on the phones at 1-800-259-9231 and stand up for their favorite government.
Well, they didn't sign up to go over to Iraq.
Those are called chicken hawks, by the way.
Right.
People who armchair quarterback, yeah, we should go in and fight. We should send our troops. I'm not
gonna
join.
Yeah.
But we should fight. Our boys and girls, your sons and daughters should fight, not me. I know what we should do. I'll tell you about it, but I won't go over and stand up for myself.
Whenever I hear the term chicken hawk, I think of foghorn leghorn.
Might as well.
It's like, you know, I could hear it. I could hear that voice, too, being like, I'll say, we should be over in Iraq, I'll say.
That's probably where it came from. Or maybe that's where that's where foghorn came from.
Maybe.
Well, there was the little chicken hawk in the foghorn leghorn.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here you go. Here's the rest of the story. This gentleman named Huey, who joined the military, he believed the military line. He thought that he was going to help make the country more safe. And then once he got out of basic training and he was able to access some information, finally, he said, I found out basically that they found no weapons of mass destruction. They were beginning to come out and say, it's not even likely that we will find any. And the claim that they made about ties to Al-Qaeda was coming up short, to say the least. It made me angry because I felt our lives were being thrown away. As soldiers, basically. Over 1,000 of those lives have been thrown away, not including the lives that have been thrown away by shrapnel and losing a limb.
Dismemberment.
Losing your arm. And who knows about this depleted uranium that people are talking about.
Which is just killing people all over the place.
When Huey got orders for Iraq, he searched the internet and found Vietnam-era war resistors willing to show him the way north. In fact, they were willing to drive him there, and a Canadian television news camera went along, which I think is just great. Now, I would, you know what? The fact that they're reporting on this would make me very, very cautious. If I was a military person who was considering leaving this country and deserting and just doing an internet search and trying to find someone like this, I'd be real careful that it wasn't some sort of anti-deserter.
Yeah. Well, the guy couldn't get a car.
I don't know. Maybe he felt like he needed help getting her. I don't know what the security's like on the Canadian border. It can't be that thick.
Not thick at all.
Right. Okay. So I don't know why he did that. But if someone else is considering doing that for some reason, it would be easier and probably less risky to just go across the border. Because if you run across some secret wing of the military whose one sole job it is to basically entrap deserters, like posing as though they're Vietnam vets.
Right.
Doesn't sound very likely.
Why not? If I was in the military and I saw this article, I'd create the program. I'd say, oh, this is how they're doing it. Let's go ahead and put up a website and see how many of our own men we can snare. And then we'll get to throw them in a brig somewhere.
Oh, they'll just throw them in the front lines.
Exactly. Let's see. He went across the border, news camera, had an invitation to stay with a Quaker couple that had helped Americans avoid the draft during Vietnam. It's interesting that the network is still there, that the network of draft avoidance is still there. Pelly read letters about the Huey's desertion, and imagine if they bring back the draft. This network's going to spring back into action big time. It makes me sad to know, this is Huey saying, it makes me sad to know that there's not much hate in the country. Before I joined the Army, I would have thought the same way. Anyone who said no to a war, I would have thought them a traitor and a coward. So in that essence, I'm thankful for this experience because it's opened my eyes and it has taught me not to take things on the surface. Translation? Question everything. Question everything you're told, whether it be from the United States military, whether it be from the draft dodgers, the resistors. And again, as far as I'm concerned, people like this gentleman are heroes. He has come around. He's had a paradigm shift. He, as he put it, believed that everybody who dodged the draft or everybody who wanted to avoid war would have been a traitor, coward, wimp. And now he sees things in a completely different light. Thank goodness.
Whenever you're learning a new piece of information, it's like a sale, you know? Beware what you're doing. Beware what you're buying into.
Caveat emptor.
Don't buy into something without doing your research, without doing your due diligence.
Especially something the government says. 1-800-259-9231, the most dishonest group of individuals in this country. 800-259-9231, you take control for the last few moments of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the show. Ian here with you.
And Jama.
And Johnson.
Johnson.
Okay, all right, let's go, right to the, phones. We got to call John in Utah. The show's about your calls and what's on your mind. John, what's up? You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I've listened to you. I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I was in the military for 14 years.
So sorry.
Went over in the last big war there in 91.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing of it is with the military is if somebody was attacking this country for real, there wouldn't be anybody, not any of us, that wouldn't be down there ready to fight.
Yeah, but I got to make it clear that if someone was really attacking this country, I still would not join the military. I would fight, but I wouldn't join the military.
And I hear you. I have no problem with that at all.
Because yeah, as we were actually talking about this during one of the breaks, I think the real reason is I don't want to follow orders that I don't like. I want to be able to leave an organization if I don't like the management, so to speak.
Well, the thing of it is, they got a so-called war going over there on terrorism. You got a border down here that anything could run through in 5 minutes. And I don't know anybody in the Guard or the Reserves that wouldn't go down there and man that border, and we wouldn't have anybody coming in this country.
Well,
those soldiers would feel like they're doing something.
I'll tell you what, I don't have a problem with open borders. And this may shock you, you know what I have a problem with? Welfare.
Well, I understand. It's chasing its tail.
I think we should have absolutely complete open borders, and you know what? If we weren't involved in all these other countries and starting crap, then people
with our 700 military bases.
I understand what you're saying, but you got to realize there's about 4 billion people out there that like to move into this
John,
country.
John, you should know better. And I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time. John, I wish. Can you call tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour of the show? Because this is a huge issue, and we've got like 2 minutes left to address it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
Because I think it's really important. I think it's really important that you understand where we're coming from and that we understand where you're coming from. We're not going to do it justice in the next 2 minutes. But the short version of what I have to say to that is, John, you should know better. You should know that when the government tries to prohibit something, it fails miserably. So it doesn't matter if we build a great wall of America, you're still not going to stop people and things from coming into this country.
Yeah, but I feel like our country's not really trying. They're not really trying to enforce
They're sure as hell trying with the drug war, and they can't even keep the drugs out of prisons, John.
Well, I don't think they want the borders closed. I think they want the borders open.
Well, they don't really, because we do have open immigration in this policy, in this country, because...
That's what I mean.
We have open immigration so that people can come into this country legally, and they should be able to. This country is about being a melting pot. It's about being...
Well, I'm not about
offering the American dream.
I'm not against legal immigration, but I don't think
we put such huge mountains of paperwork in front of these people that it's nearly impossible for them to finish it.
Yeah, you know how tough your taxes are. Imagine trying to immigrate into this country.
The other thing is that the immigrants wouldn't be flooding in here illegally if we weren't offering so much in free welfare.
Well, right? I agree. You're right.
All right, John. Since we're in agreement for tonight, we'll leave it at that. But if you would like to explore this more with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Because, I can say, I think in the end, the way we're headed, it's going to tear this country down.
John, we appreciate the call. We'd love to hear from you during, hour number one or hour number two or the beginning of hour number three, where we have time to explore this fully with you, because we can't do it justice right now, okay?
Hey, talk to you guys later.
Will you call us back sometime? Good.
Absolutely.
Good man. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259. It's a great topic. It really is. And so many people are so poorly misinformed, so ignorant of the economics of it all, ignorant of the welfare aspect, the aspect of us in getting involved in other people's business around the world. There's so many different aspects you can't cover in 2 minutes. Anyway, we're going to be back tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And in the meantime, you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive in the bulletin board system. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7. This has been Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...